Hey guys, welcome back to Hope 7 Let's Talk. It is time for my testimonial. So, first off, if you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, you already know the story. But I wanted to share it. Well, again, because it's going to be back on Facebook and Instagram. But this is also on YouTube and my podcast and whatnot. So Friday afternoon, I think it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was contacted, by a few people actually, to photograph. I was asked, you know, if I'm available, that night, to photograph an event in, you know, in my area. So here's the thing. So Friday I was contacted, like, I think it was like 2 o'clock. I was contacted by this client saying that her son is getting married at 5:30 that afternoon and they're looking for a photographer. So at first, I'm gonna be real, I thought it was a scam. But I did some research because I found out, you know, through her, I found out like where the wedding's supposed to be, like in all that kind of stuff. So I contacted the church, I made sure it was a real thing, Once I realized it was not a scam and then it was a real deal, I was like praying to God, because let me tell you, that afternoon I already had a bunch of stuff planned, and at first I was like, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. Because last minute things like that sometimes just don't work out. You know, normally I need like, you know, a couple weeks to a couple months, for wedding prep. You know, it was just, you know, it's, you know, getting to know the client, getting to know their needs and wants, you know, finding out the cost of stuff. There's a whole lot that goes into it. However, here's the thing. And I've also been praying heavily, you know, for more bookings, because let's be real, you know, it's, you know, I'm having a slow season right now. I haven't had many bookings lately. So I've been praying pretty heavily for, you know, for bookings and whatnot. And here's the thing. And here's kind of like where the testimonial starts. I've always been told that if you are seriously praying to God, you know, asking him to bless you with something, whether it's a job, whether it's, you know, a car, whether it's whatever it is. In my case, it was praying for more bookings. I've always been told that, that you have to be prepared for what you're praying for, because you never know when God's going to answer that prayer. And you don't want to be unprepared for prayer that you're praying for. So, and I always do. I always try to be prepared for everything, especially when it comes to photography. I always try to keep my batteries charged, my SD card's good to go. You know, I always try to keep my photography bag packed and ready to go. I always try to have my clothes ready to go for whatever occasion I'm headed out to, all that kind of stuff. So photography-wise, I always try to be prepared. However, you know, I have a family, and sometimes the family's not prepared for what I have to do, but Here's the thing. So I've been praying for a long time, you know, for another weddings. I love doing weddings, another booking, because, you know, I got bills to pay and whatnot. And Friday afternoon, let's face it, my prayers were answered, y'all. It was pretty awesome. So Friday afternoon, like I said, you know, I think it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, this lady reached out to me. She said she wanted me to photograph her son's wedding. You know, I immediately was like, oh God, no, this is a scam, or God, no, I'm not ready for it. But then after, you know, doing some research to find out that it was actually real, I just start praying heavily to, you know, to my brother Eric, to God. And, you know, I called my husband and I was like, you know, hey, you know, I've got this thing going on. I've got a wedding, you know, it's not a scam. It's a real thing. You know, it's at 5:30. Well, it's at 6, but I need to be there at 5:30. You know, I'm trying to move things around, but I need you home, because we just had some things going on. I said, I need you home, before I can leave. Well, here's the thing. You know, God moved everything around and made everything work last minute so that I can make this wedding. My husband was able, he got home just in the nick of time for me to have to leave, you know, between me, you know, figuring out this contract with this lady. I was still multitasking even heavier now, because I already had a bunch of stuff going on. And on top of that, I had to prepare for a wedding. Now, mind you, I didn't think I was going to be able to do it, because I'm just like, well, I'm not prepared. But I was prepared. That's the whole thing. Like, I stopped to think about it for a second, and I actually was prepared. Like, my batteries were already charged. My SD cards were ready to go. My camera was ready to go. I had clothes, you know, wedding clothes, you know, ready to go. Like, you know, my car had gas in it. You know, it was a very, very, very local wedding, so I didn't have to travel very far at all. You know, and as I was trying to process everything, I realized I've got this, you know, I'm prepared. I'm good to go. God has given me the biggest blessing, perfect timing. And he was able to get my husband home safe and sound, perfect timing for that. Everything was able to be rearranged and rescheduled, and everything came together, as it needed to come together so I could get my butt down to the church and photograph this wedding. Now, you know, fast forward to the actual me being at the wedding. I didn't have weeks to months to plan for this. I had a couple hours at best, but with me being how I am with, you know, with quick thinking and me being able to multitask and me being organized and all that kind of stuff, me being prepared for what I've been praying for, I was able to get in there and I smashed it. I was able to, you know, get the wedding done. You know, unfortunately I was only able to be there for like an hour, just because, you know, that's all I was able to give. And, you know, it was kind of, you know, kind of, a little anxiety, just a little bit, because I didn't know the client that was reached out to me. I didn't think I knew was going to know anybody at this wedding. So it was going to be all strangers. And I've never been to the church. So it was kind of like, you know, I didn't really know everything that like the details of what they needed. So it was a very last minute thing. So I had to basically just like let God guide me in everything I did. And it turned out to be an amazing night. I was surrounded, and it turns out that I actually knew, I knew the bride. I knew the bride's, you know, mom and stepdad and family, stuff like that. So it turned out, you know, of course, you know, let's face it, the area that I'm in, you're bound to know several people at the event just because we're in a very small area. Anyway, it worked out pretty good. You know, I was able to get in there, introduce myself. I was able to meet with the bride. Turns out I've actually known the bride for years. you know, so it was also kind of a really cool, I guess you could say high school reunion in a weird way, because the people that I knew at the wedding I went to school with. So it actually turned out to be an amazing night. And everybody there, especially the groom's mom who hired me, the groom's dad, and the bride and groom themselves. I mean, everybody, honestly, they were so incredibly grateful and thankful for me being there. You know, they knew that, you know, I had to rearrange my entire evening to be there, and they made sure I knew that they were appreciative of that, which made, excuse me, which made everything so much easier and better. They were the nicest people, and, you know, extremely, extremely thankful and grateful for me being able to be there. And I was extremely grateful for them hiring me, but I was also giving all the glory to God, because let's face it, if it wasn't for God moving things around, and having God connect me or connect her with me, this wouldn't have happened. And I really needed this wedding for multiple reasons. It was, you know, a huge reminder, and this is another part of the testimony. Me doing this wedding, was a reminder to me. Not that I didn't think I needed a reminder, but I guess I did because I got it. But it was a huge reminder to me that, one, always be prepared for what you're praying for, because you never know when God's going to be like, here you go do it. So you have to always be prepared. You know, it also was another reminder that, I can accomplish, anything if I let God guide me. So not only was I able to rearrange my afternoon and get to the church on time and get everything that I had to get done, but I was able to let God guide me on the photos, the positions, all that stuff. I was able to stay a little bit past my time, my contracted time, to get extra family photos in, which they were really thankful for, and so was I. And I got, for me personally and spiritually, you know, one of my highlights, besides obviously photographing the wedding, was I got a beautiful sign from my brother Eric. As I was walking down the church hallway, there were multiple signs on the walls, but the only one that really stuck out to me that grabbed my attention was this picture on the wall that says Hope, which is obviously, you know, my middle name. And for those of you who don't follow me or who don't know who I am, my middle name is Hope, which is kind of where like all my business stuff comes in as Hope 70, you know, Let's Talk, photography, you know, all that kind of stuff. My brother Eric, when our mom was pregnant with me, my brother Eric was tasked with, you know, the job of giving me my middle name, and he chose Hope. That's another story. I have another YouTube episode on that. Go find it and watch that. I'll see if I can tag in this too. But the fact that, you know, out of all the pictures that were on that wall that, you know, I saw, you know, or that, you know, I didn't see, the one photo that was on the wall was Hope. And as soon as I saw that, of course I took a photo of it. You can see it, that's my album that I posted. As soon as I saw that, though, I was like, this wedding was brought to me not only by God, but my brother Eric. It was, and that was his way of saying hi. And to me, I took it as that was his way of saying hi, and I love you, and you're doing a good job, and this is where you're supposed to be. So it was just spiritually, this wedding was amazing. It really was. And for those of you who know, this is a spiritual journey for me. So but anyway, I'm running out of time. So that's kind of, you know, the whole point of this was, when you pray out something, be prepared for it and let God guide you. Thanks for tuning in to Hope 70. Let's Talk, and I'll see you in my next one. I love you guys. Mwah.